This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, here in this country, it has been 2 weeks since the election, and the big number we're going to focus on is $6 billion. That's how much money was spent on the 2012 campaign, and a lot of that came from big donors. So what do those donors have planned now that the election is over? Marketplace's David Gura has that story from Washington.
Plenty of people have already opened their calendars and flipped to November 2014 and November 2016. Adam Liaz is a campaign finance expert with a think tank called Demos.
We're now essentially in one big election cycle.
Liaz says big donors will keep cutting checks. He says they see donations to politicians and to PACs and super PACs as investments.
You know, elections are a means to an end, right? Elections are the most prominent way in which we seek to influence public policy.
But Liaz says, in between elections, there are other ways to influence policy.
Money buys you amplification, and it buys you expertise.
Donors will focus on specific issues like Medicare and the federal deficit. Ellen Miller heads the Sunlight Foundation, a group that's in favor of more government transparency.
You know, people don't give money just to elect candidates. That's sort of stage one. They give it to get things.
Maybe an amendment or a piece of legislation. They can also spend money on lobbying.
They can, you know, marshal their forces in their company and get rules and regulations written just the way they want them.
And Miller says that's what she expects many big donors will do. In politics, investors generally get a pretty good return on their investments. Even if their candidate loses, all that spending will influence the winner indirectly.
He or she will be thinking, wow, they're going to come after me the next time. I better be careful what I say. And so it actually has this chilling effect on the general debate, as well as on how legislation gets decided.
Miller says big donors may take a short pause, but they're sure to play a big role in what'll be a busy legislative session. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.